I'm in the studio with Mim Jensen. She has supported Shehad and the Beths, played South by Southwest Sydney and Electric Avenue in Christchurch, and her new EP, The Muse, is out now. And to support it, she's playing at Whammy tonight, kicking off a three-day New Zealand tour. But before all that, she's here and she's going to play live in the studio for us with track star first up.
Thought it was clear, thought I got it through your head, but I found myself stuck inside a twist, eccentric, unraveling. Nothing's ever gonna come save me from myself. Guess they'll only hate me if I don't save myself. Nothing's gonna come save me from myself. Now I can undo it. All it takes is an I love you, and she's coming back. All it takes is I can stand this lilac. All it takes is her own boundaries, and she's coming back. All it takes is I can stand this lilac. Baby's got her head down, track star runner, obsession inside her that makes her feel funny. I am nothing but dirt in the ground. Did you see something in me disguised as profound? Thought it was clear, thought we'd both commit, but I feel it holding on with an iron grip. Yet I'm not protesting. Nothing's ever gonna come save me from myself. Guess they'll only hate me if I don't save myself. Nothing's gonna come, and I can't undo it. All it takes is an I love you, and she's coming back. All it takes is I can't stand this lilac. All it takes is her own boundaries, and she's coming back. All it takes is I can't stand it. Got a head down, track star runner, an obsession inside her that makes her feel funny. I am nothing but dirt in the ground, yet you see something in me disguised as profound. Nothing's gonna come and save me from myself now. Nothing's gonna come. Nothing's gonna come and save me from myself now. Nothing's gonna come. Nothing's gonna come and save me from myself now. I guess they'll only hate me if I don't save myself. Nothing's gonna come. Now nothing's gonna come. Now nothing's gonna come and save me from myself. Now nothing's gonna come and save me from myself. Now nothing's gonna come and save me from myself. Now I can't do it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Is it nice to be in Tamaki Makaurau?
I love it. Yeah, I love it so much.
What are you going to do while you're up here other than play at Whammy?
Hopefully check out some op shops on K Road. Hopefully also get to rest a little bit too. I'm a big nap girl, you know.
I love the idea of naps, but never seem to have the time. Sometimes on a Saturday afternoon, but
yeah.
Because you're based in Ōtautahi. Do you like it down there?
I love it. Yeah, we've got an amazing community, honestly, and there's great venues, great people. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. it's quite a musically punches above its weight city. And 100%. You've lived there most of your life, eh?
Yeah, since I was 12.
Yeah. You're born in Brisbane.
Born in Brisbane.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no way.
Yep.
What part?
We're in Redhill.
Redhill. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. But been here ages, so I'm a New Zealander now.
Same. Yeah.
And so The Muse, this is your new album. It's very personal from the sounds of it, tracking an intense relationship from its intoxicating beginnings through to its inevitable unraveling. What informed this piece of work? Can you tell us a bit about it?
I mean, everything's rooted in truth, you know? Yeah. Really, songwriting for me, as many songwriters, you know, it's our way that we find catharsis and process. You know, it's been my processing tool for as long as I can remember. And, you know, whenever I go through, you know, big things in my life, you know, I have to write about it. So, yeah, this is just the truth about a situation that I went through. And writing this EP helped me to find that acceptance.
Is music healing for you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I mean, listening to it alone is quite healing. I think a lot of people will find things that they can relate to in this album, because it is, yeah, we've all been in relationships like that, and we've all had them end, and it's not easy, but it does change you, and often for good.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, 100%.
And you said some loves aren't meant to last, but instead show up just to reshape us. Can you say a bit more about that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, in relationships, I feel is sometimes where we actually find the most spiritual growth. And I feel like a lot of the times in relationships, you're kind of mirrors of each other. And in this particular relationship, I really saw the darkest parts of myself, not because of anything bad, but just because there was finally someone who could hold that part of me, make space for that part of me. And so that's why I'm always going to be so grateful. You know, even though it doesn't last, I've grown so much, and thank you for just letting me be my full self.
Yeah, really important to look under the couch cushions of your soul and see. Yeah.
It's hard work, man.
It's very hard work. Do you have any love or romance advice for listeners out there? Any wise words?
Sometimes I feel like I'm the worst person to ask that question.
Yeah.
I would say, if you can't be yourself in a relationship, then it's not the relationship for you.
Yeah. That's really good. And how does it feel sharing such a sort of intimate, introspective album? Did you feel vulnerable putting it out, or that people were going to read into the lyrics, or what was that like?
I always am a little bit nervous, of course, but at the same time, like, people want truth. People want the truth. And even though it is a little bit scary, like, if you just put it all out there, like, what's left to be afraid of in the end, you know?
Yeah. How long were you working on The Muse for?
It was actually a very quick turnaround.
Really?
We went up to the studio, went up to Roundhead in July last year, had 4 or 5 days in the studio, then I went back up for another session to record The Mask a month afterwards. And then, Sidekick came out like a couple months after that. It was very quick.
Yeah.
Very quick.
What's the sort of process, and who was involved? Do you have any sort of writing or creative partners you work with, or is it more solo endeavour?
It's predominantly a solo endeavour. Most of it just boils down to me and my guitar, me and my piano, and then I take it to the band and we kind of work together and we shape their parts. And, you know, like, it was quite a collaborative process this time around with my band, which was really nice. And then D. Stevens produced it and engineered it, and he had flown down to Christchurch, heard us play all the songs, workshopped it a little bit, and then, next thing we were in the studio and just 12-hour days.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah.
Need a nap after those.
100%,
And why is it called The Muse?
For two reasons. I have two big questions, and the first one was basically, what inspires me? What is creativity? Where does that come from? Like, is the muse inside of me, or is it outside of me? I still don't know the answer, but I would say that probably the muse to me is the soul, the source. And then also, we all know I generally do write about other people, situations, and I feel like people just in general inspire me a lot. I love analyzing people and situations. Like, I always am kind of looking for the answer and things, and that actually drives me crazy, but I think it's also what kind of just keeps me doing what I do, you know?
Are you an overthinker?
Sometimes. Yeah. It's taken me a long time to kind of find a sense of calmness inside myself, but that's why I love music.
Because I was about to ask. Yeah, it must help.
100%. Yeah. Helps me center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about, can I ask you about your beautiful angel look that appears in a lot of the promo and things? What's behind that? Why an angel?
Well, a lot of this kind of EP, I really felt a lot of it was kind of like ego versus the heart. And in the music video for Karmic, I'm very much portraying the egoic self. But then the angel is kind of like the constant, and the angel kind of is the muse for me, because I think my heart is my muse, you know? That's where my truth lives, and that's kind of a little bit behind that.
Yeah, beautiful. And you've got one more song to play for us.
Yeah.
Do you wanna go for it?
Yeah. Yeah, still in tune, that's good. This one's called The Mask. If your pain is a mess, just your love fly, the maiden asks, will there be danger this time? She can comfort in the arms of a ghost. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. I didn't take you for a fool. Tracing your line to get to the finish line. I feel you etched on my skin, begging me to begin. I'll take another breath. I'll take another breath. I've been so in my healing, chasing another big feeling. Forgiveness has never come easy, but I promise you now that I'm listening. taking off the mask and letting me in.
So beautiful. I can hear a woo from the office. You're just tuning in. That was the beautiful Mim Jensen singing The Mask, which is from her new EP, The Muse, which is out now. And she's playing at Auckland's Whammy Bar tonight, Thursday, May 7th, followed by Space Academy in Christchurch on Friday, May 29th, before wrapping up at Pearl Diver in Dunedin on May 30th.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mim. What can people expect if they're going along to the show tonight?
A Benson Boone backflip.
Oh, amazing. Cool. I hope we need a nap and stretch before doing that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I still need to learn how to do a backflip.
Yep. I can barely do a sit-up, so yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much, and good luck for tonight.
Thank you so
much.
It's
going to be beautiful. Have you got a full band?
Full band tonight, cool. Yes. They're incredible. Oh. Incredible.
So, yeah, you've had the intimate experience in the BFM studio today, and you can go along to Whammy tonight to hear Mim with her full band playing songs from the new album, The Muse. Thank you.
Thank you so much. BFM.